Thank you. We now interrupt this service with a sort of commercial break. Karen Deacon, church warden, is going to join me, and we're going to do some work with you, just explaining changes which are coming to the way services are ordered in the church at St John's. And we will come to a final hymn and all that sort of stuff, but in the meantime, we'd just like to explain what's going to happen. Karen.
Hello, everybody. For those who don't know me, I'm Karen Deacon, one of the church wardens, as Ian has said, and Ian's, as you've seen today, one of our lay service leaders. We're here to share with you some of the changes the PCC, which is our governing body of St John's, has approved in the pattern of our Sunday morning worship. But let me go back to the very, very beginning. We started this process back in the spring of 2015, where we were led on our deliberations at our PCC away day. Charlie Peer, one of our diocesan people, came with us and tasked us with a really difficult question. Close your eyes and imagine what you see St John's looking like in 5 years' time. What does it look like in terms of congregation, in terms of service, pattern, in terms of where it look, what does it look like? We spent a few hours talking about this and deliberating about this, but in essence, what we said was we wanted it to look like a group of people that came to St John's regularly. Didn't matter what age they were, young, old, in between, more experienced, as my mum would have called it, but coming to St John's regularly, worshipping here on a regular basis. That process continued into the vacancy after Charles left us, and we started the process of writing our very detailed document that some of you would have seen, called our parish profile. And this is the document that we wrote about as part of our advert for a new vicar. In this document, we listed all the services that we currently have, and it took up a whole page, and it really showed us how complex our morning worship had become here. We carried on this thinking about whether this service pattern was right for the church we'd become today during our way day in 2016. And again, as we were thinking through our vacancy and who we were hoping to attract here. The PCC agreed at the end of last year that it was time to pull together a team to look at this in more detail. It commissioned a working group, and these are the people that formed that working group. Their purpose was to look at the current provision of main Sunday services and make a recommendation to the PCC whether that service pattern should change. This group of people were picked from all the morning services, so we were all representing all the services that are currently in place now. The working group considered what this new service pattern, if it was required, what it should look like. And these were the key focuses for the working group. The service pattern had to be welcoming. It had to have an emphasis on hospitality, generosity, and welcome to you, whether you were an existing St John's person or new. It needed to be simpler. It needed to be more accessible, especially for newcomers. And Ian will talk about this in a second. It needed to be more consistent. It had to be predictable. So it created a sense of belonging together. It was the first chance we'd had in more than 12 or 13 years to look with fresh eyes at all aspects of our morning services. Not just the timings, but the content, the music, the sides people duties, the welcoming, everything, so we could look with fresh eyes across the whole piece. I'll hand over to Ian now, and he's going to describe to you a little bit more on the detail.
You've taken my script. One of the things we thought about before we get to the detail of St John's is actually what happened to the early church. And when Jesus was around with his disciples and followers, it was a pretty cohesive group. They were Jewish people following a Jewish preacher-teacher. And when Jesus died and was resurrected, the church began in Jerusalem, and it was largely drawn from Jewish people coming together and adding to their number. And then, bit by bit, Gentiles, non-Jewish people, came to the mix as well. And that caused a bit of a problem. And if you read the Acts of the Apostles, you'll find the Acts had a bit of a chew over this. Should these Gentile people change in order to join the church? Should they change what they eat? Should they change their practices? And eventually the decision was made, actually no. It was the church's responsibility to change so that they were fully welcoming to the new folk. They had to change their ways rather than expect those outside the church to move. And I say that as a prelude to thinking about change, which for all of us is always difficult. Let's look at our existing service pattern. Welcome to the first Sunday of the month. We've had an 8 o'clock communion service. It was said at 8 o'clock. There's no choir, it's simply a spoken service. This is the 9:30 family service, and at 11 o'clock there will be a Holy Communion with choir. If you come next week, and in fact any week, the 8 o'clock communions are always in place. But if you come for the 9:30 next Sunday, you could come in here for a Holy Communion with a choir, organ, keyboard. Or at 9:30 you could go next door into the hall and attend a happening. If you come the third Sunday in the month to the 9:30 slot, then there'll be morning worship. Not a communion, but there'll be something a bit more informal. If you come on the fourth Sunday, it's the same pattern as the second Sunday. And those months which have a fifth Sunday, if you come to the 9:30, it's an all-age communion service. Now, this pattern has developed and grown over time. I don't think anybody sat down to draw it up. But it means if you come to St. John's, let's say, on the third Sunday, and you find morning worship and you enjoy morning worship, actually, you could be waiting 4 or 5 weeks before that comes round again. But it works. We understand it. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to you. But the problem is, I don't think sometimes we look at things with outside eyes. Why do we need to change? Well, I think we've got to fulfill our vision, what we stand for. We're a Christian community. We are seeking to know God. I think we're doing that fairly effectively. But it's to make God known. Are we making it easy for other people to come and join us? I was quite struck by something that Archbishop William Temple, he was an Archbishop of York in the 1940s, he said, the church is the only organisation that exists for people who are not yet members. I'll say that again. The church is the only organisation that exists for people who are not yet members. So with that in mind, this is the pattern of services that the working group brought to the PCC and the PCC have given approval for. 8 o'clock, spoken Holy Communion will remain. That will be a stripe of services through each Sunday in the month. The 9:30 becomes a 9 o'clock service, and it will be a Holy Communion service with choir every Sunday of the month. And there will be a new slot, which is the 10:30 slot, which will be for informal services that will be held in the hall. Where there is a variation to that pattern, it's with the informal services at 10:30. So we expect to keep a family service running, actually back here in the church, but at 10:30. This service will move to a 10:30 slot. And one of the informal services, the third one in the month, will be in the hall, but it will have a communion element to it. But that is the new, we hope, simpler, clearer defined set of services. There's a danger with that. Are we becoming three congregations? Well, in a sense, we wanted to make sure that we retain the diversity and the richness of worship patterns that we currently have, but just tidy up where they happen. I would like to believe we will remain one congregation. And one of the things we also wanted to build in is what happens between services. So firstly, anybody can attend any service, and if somebody wants to attend the 9 o'clock and then the 10:30, they're now welcome to. If people want to take communion and then go into a happening-style service, they can do it on the same Sunday. whereas that's not possible at present. We are wanting to build in fellowship between the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock, and between the 9 o'clock and the 10:30. So coffee and tea and refreshments will be available twice. And the idea is that as the 8 o'clock go out, if they wish to stay for coffee, they can have coffee and they will meet with the 9 o'clock people coming in. When the 9 o'clock service finish at 10, their service will be slightly shorter. When they finish at 10, they can have coffee and they will meet the 10:30 crowd coming in for the 10:30. And therefore times of fellowship, time when the community, the different services overlap and meet, become quite key. A lot of people commented on how marvellous Charles's induction service was. I don't know if you came to it. Gavin's institution service, which had the choir and it had the music group, and we sang traditional hymns and we sang modern songs. Lots of people said, wasn't that lovely? Well, we want to build on that. We think there are at least 8 opportunities throughout the year when we can have combined services, which will happen at 10 o'clock in this service, in this church building. And if you're somebody who understands the 6:30 routine of services, they are unchanged at the moment, and that pattern is going to continue. At the moment, youth work, we are seeing, will run alongside the informal service at 10:30, but not on the first Sunday of the month, because it's all age. If you didn't get all that, there is a leaflet which Karen's going to explain about now.
That was a quick whistle-stop tour through the service pattern. And as Ian said, there's a handout at the back of church that describes that, not the whole presentation, but the key messages, right at the back of church. There's a box with them in. The back of it also includes a feedback sheet. The working group has thought about many, many different options for this morning service pattern. And this is the one that we believe is the right one for St John's Church now. The PCC listened to what the working group had to say, and they agreed. They've given us approval to go ahead to consult with the congregation. And that's what this process is now, a consultation process to get feedback from our members, new and old alike, as to whether there's anything we've missed in our deliberations. So it asks you to have a think about it and come back to us using this slip on the back of the handout. We've got a lot more work to do to reach from where our current service pattern is to where we'd like it to be. We've got to work with service leaders on our service content to make sure it fits in the timescales we're talking about. We've got to talk about our hospitality. If we're offering coffee and refreshments, it's going to change. Car parking, lifts to and from church, all sorts of things are going to have to change. And we're working together as a PCC with the leaders of those groups to work out the fine details of those. But let's talk about the timetable. The PCC will meet in March, and that is when they will go ahead, having reviewed all the feedback we've had up to that point, and make a final decision. Easter Sunday this year is on the 16th of April, and we'll go ahead and launch this new service pattern the Sunday after, the 23rd of April. And we will roll this new service pattern out for 6 months. We'll review that as a PCC, the success of this rollout, in October. So that's the period of time we're talking about. What are we asking of you? We need you to pray about this, discuss it, think about it, and feed back to us. There might be something we just haven't thought of that comes and strikes you right between the eyes. So please use these feedback sheets and feed back to us. There's a box at the back of church for these forms to come back into, and that's where we would like you to drop those sheets back in. But if you want to speak to the wardens or a member of the PCC, go ahead. But documenting it is the best way for us to make sure we represent what you're feeling right to the heart of the PCC. We recognise that these changes are going to disappoint some people, and they're going to challenge many of us. But we hope that we'll all be excited by the opportunities for mission that these changes will bring. And we'll find a way together through any challenges that face us. Thanks for your attention, and I'll hand back to Ian to finish the service.